This is Dr. Lee indicating a readmission history and physical patient in Evan, E-V-A-N-S, Gardenian, G-A-R-D-E-N-I-A. Date of birth 3-18-1945, place Huchake Charles Village. Date of service 9-20-2023. Cross coverage for Dr. Ahmed, AHMED. Patient seen today, readmission history and physical dictated. History of present illness. This is 78-year-old female. She was transferred to the hospital. Patient has a multiple medical problem including DVT and allocus, diabetes, hypertension, COPD, asthma, late latent syphilis, complicated by retinitis, treated with the IM penicillin and left eye surgical pupil. Patient found
My name is Jack.
At the nursing home. Where's her new summary she came with, Miss Jardina? That's the old discharge summary.
It should be in there. I haven't had the chance to look on her story.
So I keep looking at the old one. So.
It didn't get scanned in yet?
No.
Yeah, I must have took it out there.
No, she's not supposed to. She's a readmit, so I have to know what happened.
Are you sure it's not scanned in? What's that?
She came yesterday.
Really? Yeah. Let me see if she here. That should be a whole brand new chart for her.
Yeah, the other chart here.
That's funny.
Maybe a new chart, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
She was gone over.
Oh, sorry. You can go this way. Patient has a... While at the nursing home, patient reported to have hematemesis, H-E-M-A-T-E-M-E-S-I-S, hematemesis. Ambulance was called and patient was sent to the hospital for a coffee ground emesis. An admission hemoglobin was 10. Repeat came back 8.9. Flu was given. Blood pressure was 110. Systolic. Patient denied any chest or abdominal pain. Patient has a previous stroke in July. Right MCA territory with the left side weakness. Patient was admitted to the hospital with a GI bleed. She was started on PPI. Anticoagulation was held because of upper GI bleeding, vomiting, coffee ground material. CTA showed dilated common bile duct and IHD, suspicious hypodense mass in pancreatic head. They also have elevated total bilirubin, AST, ALT elevated. ALP, RGT, and CEA, CA19-9, MRCP showed pancreatic headache mass, a sister component without vessel invasion. Elevated tumor marker, history of DVT raised concern for malignancy, EUS with FNB, capital E, capital U, capital S, with capital F, capital N, capital V, with FNB was performed and confirmed the diagnosis of cancer of the pancreas, duodenal stenting, scheduled to relieve malignancy, GOO. After duodenal stenting, her appetite increased and no more nausea vomiting was noted. IVC filter was placed because of her bleeding. Tumor precluded her from receiving long-term anticoagulation for her DVT. General surgery, medical college were consulted and recommended supportive care instead of Whipple operation. Due to poor performance status, she was then discharged to subacute rehab and provided palliative therapy. I saw the patient today. She's lying on the bed, no nausea, no vomiting. She's a very poor historian. No headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills. Past medical history, as I mentioned, DVT, CVA in July, COPD, diabetes mellitus, hypertension, anemia, allergies not known, social history, she is currently at the nursing home, denies alcohol or drug abuse, poor historian, review of system, today no headache, no dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills, GI, no diarrhea, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain, gentle urinary, no hematuria, neuro, awake, lying on the bed, left side weakness, endocrinopulurea, hematology, no bleeding, physical exam, patient is awake, alert, somewhat forgetful, blood pressure is 110 over 70, pulse 70, temperature 98.2 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 94%, neck supple, no JVD, chest non-tender, lungs, bilateral onchi, no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, box on positive, extremities, trace edema, no cough, tenderness, neuro, patient is awake, lying on the bed, and forgetful. Left side is weak. Assessment. Medication upon discharge from the hospital. Do medication first. Medication upon discharge. Tylenol 650 Q for our PRN. Lipitor 80 mg QPM. Brimidudun / Timolol, one drop twice a day, Carvedilol 25 mg BID, Darzolamide 2% eye drops 3 times a day, both eyes, Ferrofloxacin 25 mg daily, Glargine insulin 25 units at night, and Lispro 8 units 3 times a day before meal, Humalog with sliding scale coverage, Latanoprost 0.005% eye drops at night, Lisinopril 20 mg daily, Melatonin 3 mg at night, Mirtazapine 10.5 mg at night. As per hospital recommendation, apixaban was stopped, aspirin was stopped, and gabapentin was stopped. Physical exam, patient is assessment. Patient is admitted, pancreatic adenocarcinoma, stage 2B, with common bile duct compression and invasion into the duodenum, causing bleeding and obstruction. Status post duodenal stenting, with a self-expandable metal stent. Next line, recurrent DVT, bilateral leg, status post IVC filter placement. Next line, poor oral intake and malnutrition due to cancer, cachexia, and gastric outlet obstruction. Next line, recent right MCA infarction with left side weakness. Next line, history of diabetes mellitus. Next line, history of anemia. Next line, history of hypophosphatemia. History of insomnia. Plan of care will continue all her current medications, PTOT, follow up lab electrolyte, care plan, discuss with nursing staff. I'll discuss with the nursing staff also. Thank you.